From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Tonight, Saudi Arabians turned on their televisions to see the image of their interior minister vowing to get the perpetrators of this weekend's suicide bombing, no matter how long it takes, he said. Prince Nayef spoke after touring the housing complex, where the bombing shattered walls and killed 17 people in the capital city of Riyadh. More than 120 people were injured, we're told. This attack was a blow against a country that's critical to the U.S. economy and the U.S. war on terrorism. We'll start our coverage tonight with Raed Kousti. He's a correspondent for the English-language newspaper Arab News, and he's on the phone from Riyadh. He's been covering this story nonstop. Mr. Kousti, what does the complex look like today?
The complex more or less looks some sort of graveyard. It's a bunch of rubble. As my team and I were there this afternoon, we're walking in the midst of the rubble and looking at the bulldozers and jackhammers working their way through the rubble. It was a very, very sad scene indeed.
Have you learned any more about the nationalities of the victims here?
Yes, we have. We have confirmed that the majority of people who have been admitted to hospitals were Arab expatriates of Arab origin, whose nationalities are either Lebanese, Syrian, or Palestinian. Very few, actually, just a handful of Westerners, we were told, were living in the complex.
Any confirmation that any Americans were hurt?
Our sources have confirmed to us that several Lebanese having dual citizenship, meaning that they also obtained the American nationality, have been among the injured.
Okay. And we mentioned at the top that the interior minister is vowing to get the perpetrators. Is there any concrete sign of progress in the investigation here?
I think at the time being, security personnel's main priority is getting things back to order. As we were walking in the midst of all the rubble, you can see the devastation and fear in the eyes of the expatriates living there.
Raed Kousti is a correspondent for the Arab News in Riyadh. Mr. Kousti, thanks very much for your work.
You're welcome.